Underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. Today we're going to talk about curse breaker. What am I saying? Levites. I call them curse breakers. Yeah. I was reading the Bible in Numbers chapter 8, verses 14 to 16. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After that, the Levites shall go in to service the tabernacle of meeting. So you shall cleanse them and offer them like a wave offering, for they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel. I have taken them for myself instead of all who opened the womb, the firstborn of all the children of Israel. Here, when I read the scripture, it struck me that God used to take the firstborn of every family in Israel. Then I went into meditation, wondering, why would God do that? What's the purpose behind it? So God told me, the purpose is that for each family, that there be someone to intercede for that family. In other words, each family has somebody who represents them before God. And we can notice it. Among the Christian, you have the ones that are called to be ministers. And the minister is standing between us and God. So now the Levites are the ones who minister to God on behalf of the brothers and sisters. Because it has to be somebody standing between God and you for your life to go well. If life is still going on earth, it's because somebody's interceding for you. Somebody's ministering to God on your behalf. And each family, no matter how you cut it, each family has that person, has that one that is interceding to God on the behalf of the rest of them. And it would have been nice if we really recognize that and seen it. You can sit down and watch every family. You will find that there is this one that is acting different. This one that cannot fit in. This one that is having a hard time finding a job. This one that is acting weird. He always stands out, no matter how you do it. And most of the time, that single one that is being called the black sheep of the family, the dreamer, the disabled, the slow, they come in many forms. We don't recognize them. I know it because I am one myself. In my family, I always been the hard-headed one, the one who's moving different. And I thought I was the only one in the situation until I started watching other families. And I started noticing there is always that one that is acting different. But in my case, I took God seriously. I started going to God. Yes, the way I move is different, even among Christians. I cannot move like any other Christian. Because if you look at Levites, Levite is set apart from being among the children of Israel. The children of Israel are already set apart. And among them, Levite is set apart for ministry. And when God calls you to be a Levite or to be a priest, fast forward nowadays is to be a minister, to be a pastor, however you want to call it, your life is going to be different. And that's one of the main reasons why God put that message in my heart. Because the Levites of the families, they are misunderstood. And because they're misunderstood, the Levite is now stepping into his calling properly. He thinks he's weird. He thinks he's crazy. But in real life, you are a Levite. Your life is not meant to be like other people. Your life is not meant to be like a regular Christian. Your life is meant to be holy. And you're not going to be able to live a peaceful, restful, prosperous life down here if you don't step into that calling. to minister to God on behalf of your family members. The wellness of your family, of the people that God gives you, depends on your ministry with God. You have to intercede for them. And it is really important. And once you identify yourself as a Levite and you take it seriously, you walk into your calling, you also have to understand that you cannot go on and associate, get married to somebody other than a Levite. The other person ain't gonna be able to understand you properly. It takes a Levite to marry a Levite. It takes a Levite to understand a Levite, because both of you are ministers. Both of you have that anointing on you. And if people would have understood your importance in their lives, they would have understood that you are there to take care of them spiritually, and they should take care of you physically. And God also gave me that scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 19. Take heed to yourself that you do not forsake the Levites as long as you live on your land. That scripture was given to remind me, yes, you depend on God for everything. You are a minister in the tabernacle of God. You go in to serve God. You go in to minister. And God is the one who will make sure that you are taken care of. He's going to make sure you are provided for. Don't be ashamed of the way God provides. If that means that you need to be unnecessary, do it. Don't be ashamed of it. God is not short-handed. He's going to take care of you. He can touch the people to come and donate to your ministry or take care of you. So trust God for better days, because God is going to provide for you. So step into your calling as a Levite. Now, I'm not saying that everybody who feels weird in a family should consider themselves as a Levite. No, because the Levite, that's an anointing that God will put on you. And the Levites would feel it. You got to let God confirm it to you if you're not sure. Because you're not going to tell me, oh, it's two of us in the family. No, it's always that one. And he always acts different. And if you're not sure, ask God. He will confirm it to you. Amen? And that's what Holy Spirit has put in my heart for you, church. And until next time, Underground Preacher, reaching out to the Underground Church. And I'm out.